Om Shanti. This morning we are very fortunate to have our senior brother, respected senior brother, Brother Nirbhay Ji, with all of us. How many of you know Nirbhay Bhai? Raise your hand. Oh, almost all of them. Okay, how many of you don't know Nirbhay Bhai? Have not met? First time. Okay. Actually, if I am not wrong, Nirbhay Bhai has been with Baba for more than 45 years and have had the chance to receive sustenance from Sakar Baba, Mama and all the senior dadis. And one of the things about Nirbhay Bhai is he has great, great love for double foreigners. And that is why double foreigners consider Nirbhay Bhai as their friend. Am I right? And so there is a special place for double foreigners in Nirbhay Bhai's heart and also vice versa. And so this morning we have the opportunity to spend one whole hour listening to Baba's wisdom on the basis of his experience. And after that, you will have some opportunity for some interaction. So enjoy the company for the next 1 hour or so. And before I request Nirbhay Bhai to share, just an announcement. At 12:15, all the couples who are in the couples retreat, all the other Kumars who are in the other Kumars retreat will go down to meditation hall, and Dadi Gulzar will meet you because you had missed her meeting the other day. So 12:15, you go down to meet Dadi Gulzar. The rest of you can enjoy the company. So thank you. So let us welcome Nirbhay Bhai with two hand claps.
Thank you. Thank you, Mirabai. This is my problem. Good morning. What a beautiful morning to see everyone here in the Harmony Hall. And I'm sure everyone must be enjoying real inner peace and harmony already. Because harmony is the basis of having stability in life. That's the topic. I'm told I should speak about how to stay stable in self-respect. I don't know, some of you must have given this topic to Mirabai. Are you interested in this topic? Or we should change it? There is a book, Brahmin Life is Diamond Life. I think you must have seen it. Baba also tells us, among all the lives, 84 lives, Brahmin life is the highest, the top, topmost, most valuable, most beautiful and full of service. So if ever since we became Brahmins, if we are not able to enjoy Brahmin life, when shall we enjoy it? After it's all over? Sometimes when we talk to some people, you know, being their well-wishers, we like them to know what is Brahmin life, what is spiritual knowledge. And we invite them to the centers and some of them tell us, well, I'm too young to come to the center. Let me become successful in my profession. Let me get married. Let me have children. When they are all settled, then I will come to learn spiritual knowledge at your center. Have you heard such things? That was how I was received on the first day when I came to the center. I'll start with that story. Myself and my other friend who invited me to the center in Bombay, we went searching for the center and took nearly an hour to reach there, not knowing the exact place. And when we knocked the door, there was doorbell. It was already 8 in the evening and therefore perhaps the closing time for the center. So the door was slightly opened and one old lady from inside looked at us from top to bottom. We were in our uniform, Indian Naval uniform. And then she just asked a question. How come you are here at this time? And we were very straightforward in saying that we are here to learn meditation. She said, meditation? You are too young for that. Are you married? I said, no. First thing you get married, have children, educate them. When they are all settled, then come and learn meditation. But we had our role in drama to be Brahmins. So the reply from our side was, Mother, that would take lot of time. You know, we are in the armed forces. There can be war any time. The ship can go down and we may not survive. And we have learnt that those who have learnt meditation go to heaven. Where would you like us to go? Then she felt they are genuine seekers. And then she opened the door and let myself and my friend in. And then the story started about Brahmin life. Ever since Brahmin life started, it has been my endeavor to lead a very stable life. One has to work on it. It doesn't come just like that. Because stability is based on certain principles. It's not just by thinking, well, I am to lead stable life. Because our lives are not just being alone. Wherever we are in a group. Among the Brahmins, we are in a group. Outside, wherever our workplace is, we are in a group. And everywhere, knowing the facts that each one of the souls has a separate role to play. Whatever role I play will not be the same for others. And even in my case, even in your case, what we do today will not be the same tomorrow, except eating and drinking water, and that too we like change. I think you all agree. But as human souls, we all strive for something. One is excellence. The other is stability. And these two high aims require a very good planning in life. Unless you plan your life, not just a day, not just a week, not just a month, it's to make a plan for your whole life. And that too, after becoming Brahma Kumars, Brahma Kumaris, it becomes an important thing. From many angles. Jokingly I would say, ever since you put on a badge, on white dress, you become the hero for the world. Heroes and heroines. And a hero needs to play the best role. This is something which I find. Other people can make mistakes. Other people can lose their temper. Other people can become unstable. They can laugh at one time, they can cry another time. It's all natural for them. But if a Brahmin, I'm sure all of you would agree with me, if a Brahmin is not smiling all the time, invites a question from the colleagues, what happened? What's wrong? Why are you serious? Even if you are having some physical problem, you may be having some stomach pain because of wrong food. But still people expect that you bear the pain smilingly. If you want to cover long distance, and you are going in a car, you are driving the car, how would you maintain your consciousness? I'm sure the distance is in your mind. What's the distance? How many kilometers or how many miles? You also keep the condition of the car in mind. You also have the thought whether the fuel tank is full or not. At the same time, the brakes are also good or not. Having checked all that, you plan. You look at your watch, what time you start. And then, covering the distance. On the way, your eyes are always drawn towards the mile sign. If you have an appointment and you start thinking you would be late, you start increasing the speed. While the speed is increasing, especially in India, on the Indian roads, you have to be very careful. Because India is the country of all the people, all the animals, all kinds of vehicles. One road for everyone. So stability is a must if you want to reach in time. If you want to avoid accidents, and if you want to avoid applying sudden brakes, because that also comes on your heart. Uncertainties of life are part of our living. We have to be prepared for that also. You may be doing very well, and suddenly some circumstances. So we have, as Brahmins, as Baba's children, as knowledgeful souls, we have to plan the journey of this life. And the journey is based on day-to-day life. If you can lead an accurate Brahmin life for one day, you can lead the whole life. You can imagine how much planning is needed. I don't know whether you have done that exercise or not, but I remember from my own experience, when I started on this spiritual journey with the Brahma Kumaris, I had to write my timetable every day. That I would do this at this time, this at this time, this at this time, and writing down the whole day's routine, following it for 1 week, and then looking at it, and I would find I was hardly 60% successful in the beginning. But it was a good step. It was a good thing to start with. Because to become motivated to lead a balanced life, that has to be the aim of every one of us. When you are balanced, you are very natural. You know when to smile, when to laugh, when to remain quiet. If that is not there, if we are childish, not childlike, childish in handling our things, then balance is not there. And when balance is not there, we know what happens then. When others are laughing, you will be crying. So a proper planning of spiritual life is needed. And as I said, it has to be, how do you plan your one day, first day? And then continue to think over, review it. When you review the things, you know where did you go wrong and where you were successful. And then keeping the aim. And because of writing our chart and sending it to Baba, Sakar Baba, had to be very truthful. It couldn't be just, you know, okay, for 1 week you can write the whole chart. Not that way. And I am very thankful to Baba for his patience, at the same time his guidance. For years, Baba wrote back, guiding, giving corrections, and inspiring. So learning from Baba's example, learning from our own experience, my humble suggestion is, we should set our goal. And I'm sure every one of Baba's children would love to be the best. No one would like to take the second place, and luckily it's very nicely arranged in drama that every one of us have to reach our own final stages. No one can replace the other. After one kalpa, when we are together here, you will be as you are now. No one else will replace Elizabeth or anyone else. You have to be there. Are you happy with your seat here? I'm sure every one of us are happy with our own roles, aren't we? Or you want to change with another one? He has his own role to take the picture. But normally I would suggest it's better to take picture from down below, because you are coming in the way. Thank you. So there are certain things, you know, that when we have decided to be on this spiritual journey, we have to have our aim of destination. And the aim of destination is to become complete. No compromise on that aspect. Because if you are not keeping that aim, you won't feel restful inside. This is what I have found. The reason? Baba's Murli. When you listen to the Murli or read it yourself, Murli is the mirror before us. And looking into the mirror, if there is anything wrong, I get worried with black spots here and there. I'm sure everyone gets worried. So Baba's Murli regularly reminds us of what are the things, what are the main, you can say, important things to be kept in mind while being on the journey of the spiritual life. And as we heard this morning, as we heard yesterday or before, Baba wants us to keep that highest aim in mind. During the previous 3-4 months, ever since we started listening to the Avyakta Murli, the aim being given to us is, this is the time to reach your stage of perfection. Just imagine. Each time Baba is reminding, no compromise. And as good students, I think we all wish to achieve what the teacher wants us to achieve. Is there anyone who would be happy with just having 25% marks, 33% marks? No one. They won't be here. They are there only, at their own places. Coming all the way, being face to face with the Supreme Teacher. I'm sure we all love to be His very best students. We would all like to glorify the name of the teacher. And therefore, let's set the aim that within, as Baba said, within how many months? You have heard that, Murli? 3 months? Within 3 months. Within 3 months, not out of 3 months, 2 are already gone. Just 1 month and 20 days left, to be exact. So during these 6 weeks, if we can achieve, not worrying, let me say very frankly, not with worries, happily, if we can achieve that stage, what Baba wants, would you like to be there? Would you like to achieve it? For that, the best thing is, seeing the distance and seeing the time, how much time you have to think of a cruising speed. You see, when we fly, the pilot has that in mind. What's the distance? What would be the cruising speed? The time of departure, the time of landing, everything. Then only they can maintain that timetable. So we need to keep this in mind, and it's not difficult. Baba says it's nothing new for you. You had done it every kalpa. Sometimes jokingly, you know, Dadi used to have little fun with Sakar Baba. Baba used to sometimes, you know, write to Dadiji, or even in person, asking her, you know, to speed up, otherwise who would be there in golden age? And Dadi's reply would be, you go and search for anybody else. You won't find anyone like us. So that kind of intoxication is needed. We should remain enthusiastic. First requirement for remaining stable is enthusiasm, joy, to be happy to be on the journey. This is one thing which sometimes, when there are some obstacles, we lose that. So remind yourself, am I enthusiastic? Am I happy with the Brahmin life? Am I enjoying the Brahmin life? Not just falling, am I enjoying Brahmin life? As we say, east or west, Madhuban is best. What did you feel yesterday? What did you feel day for yesterday? What were your feelings? When we celebrated Dadi's birthday, what were your feelings? Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Did you rejoice it? So that's how we have to accept this Brahmin life. That kind of intoxication is needed. Number two, first thing is enthusiasm. Number two, accurate planning. If your planning is good, it takes time to plan the things. And when your mind is pure, mind is clear, mind is in tune with Baba, planning becomes very easy. So plan your day. In 6 weeks, we have to become number one. We have to be accurate. We have to be complete. And that is based on day-to-day life. So if your first day is good, second will be better, third will be better than the second, and that's how we reach the final stage within 6 weeks. If we remain, as we learn in the stories, children's stories, the story of the tortoise and the hare. You have read that story, no? Many times, even recited to the children. Slow and steady wins the race. Here we say, speed and steady. Steady speed wins the race, not slow. I don't think any other person, you know, many other people in the world have that much value of time what Brahmins have. What time do you get up in the morning? Early morning? People say that is the best time to sleep. Are you all right? Getting up at 3:30, 4 o'clock. But no one knows that the road is clear at that time. There are no obstacles at that time. There are no diversions at that time. That's the best time to start the journey. So enthusiasm to start the journey early in the morning. We learn from Dadi Janki, we learn from other Dadis. Whatever may happen, physically they may not be so well, but they must be there. And because of that, where have they reached today? So let's learn. Let's keep that in mind that our journey has to be started a bit early. If you have very good morning meditation, you will feel so light all the time. Throughout the day, your journey will be like when the plane has gone up, cruising speed. You hardly feel the plane is moving, but you are moving at a speed of 850 miles per hour. Third thing is, what kind of fuel you are using? these days, in the name of economy, gas or diesel. And the advertisements are such, you know, that with less money you can go more distance and this and that. But still, if you have to fly, you have to use the best gasoline. Here, you have the fuel of right thoughts. If the thoughts are mixed with unnecessary garbage, will you be able to fly? No. Our journey is based on the quality of thought. If you want to be accurate, if you want to be stable, you have to be very careful about the quality of thought. And that's what Baba has been reminding us through the latest Avyakta Muralis. Thought is the seed. Thought is the basis. Thought is the fuel. So think about the quality of thought when you meditate or when you even don't meditate. What kind of fuel you are going to keep in your fuel tank? Supposing you had very good thoughts during meditation and later on you bring other thoughts, what will happen? The joy of having covered that distance would be finished. That's what is happening with many of Brahmins. During meditation, the smiles come back, the joy in the heart is there, the flying stage is there. After the meditation, ordinary thoughts, thoughts of conflicts, thoughts of some other unnecessary things. What happens? The fuel is mixed with wrong things. And that fuel what does it do? It spoils the joy of the journey. You start feeling disenchanted. You start feeling distracted. You start feeling low. That enthusiasm of Brahmin life is not there. And it hardly takes any effort to keep your thoughts accurate. How would you do it? One would say, well, mind is influenced by my previous sanskaras. Mind is influenced by the company of other people. Mind is influenced by the atmosphere around us when we go to the workplace. These are the normal complaints. So what kind of thought you should have for all this? Who am I? Remind yourself, who am I? I am a Brahmin. I am a lighthouse for the world. I am a world server. If the other people didn't have all this, there was no need for me to go there. I am there to clear their minds. to clear their thoughts. So remind yourself, this is where the course correction comes. Remind yourself, being Baba's child, you are always on the journey. You are always on godly service. You know, many of our centers, they print envelopes on godly service. I'm sure you must have had printed yourselves. Is that godly service only for a few hours? Or it's all the time? This one simple signal, one simple thought in your mind can keep you all the time very accurate in your consciousness. That being Baba's child, I am an instrument of godly service all the time. And therefore the positive thoughts would keep emerging in your heart all the time. And Baba in the previous Murli gave a very beautiful explanation to the waste thoughts or the negative sanskaras. Baba said, this doesn't belong to you. Why are you keeping it with you? Did you read that Murli? You must have read. It's not yours. Why keep something which doesn't belong to you? Now here is the need for courage to renounce which is not mine. Do you have that courage? Would you keep the courage intact always? That's what is needed. To be stable on the journey, that courage is needed. Courage is like the brakes. Whenever the need, due to your courage, you can always apply the brake and do the course correction, both together. Fourth, we have discussed three things so far. Fourth is, just as we heard Dadi Gulzar yesterday, at the time of flag hoisting, the spirit of celebration. If you have that spirit in your heart all the time, you won't falter. So create that spirit. Sometimes in the beginning it may seem a little childish. But slowly and slowly, as you become aware yourself, you become attuned to the feeling, you appreciate in your heart how beautiful it is. We are nearing that final goal. We are nearing that destination. I'm sure when you come to Madhuban, as soon as you land in India, even if you land in Delhi or Bombay or in Ahmedabad, where are your thoughts? You hardly think about being there. You are all the time thinking about Madhuban. That's the spirit we need to have. So when you have that spirit, all the negative things which happen will not influence your mind. And therefore your mind can remain stable. When the mind is stable, because mind is the seed of all actions, your actions will be based on stability. Fifth, it's very important what I'm going to tell you. Appreciation of the spiritual wisdom which we have learnt from the supreme source of wisdom. If you have the appreciation would come on the basis of proper understanding. It's but natural. If we have understood properly and seen the results by application in practical life, that appreciation in your heart would keep you always enthusiastic. Your spirits would remain high. That's what we see practically. Dadi Janki flying all the time. What is she doing? Sharing the jewels of spiritual wisdom. She doesn't talk about anything else. And when we listen, we all feel so nice. We all feel so good. We all feel so enthusiastic. Appreciation of the spiritual wisdom coming everything coming from the source, the supreme source. On one side, the highest jewels of wisdom. On other side, the most effective wisdom to mold our lives. If we are appreciating that in our hearts, what happens? We can't live without it. We like to learn, we like to inculcate, we like to share. It's a natural thing in life. So have that appreciation of spiritual wisdom always in your heart. That will keep your mind above the garbage of the old world. You will always feel the fragrance of spiritual wisdom all the time with you. You like to enjoy it, you like to share it, you like to live it. So when you have that kind of life, you would be feeling always stability in your life. Feelings of instability come only when we compromise on these spiritual truths, when we don't follow them properly, then we give many excuses. Because he did like this, so I did. Whereas we learn, you set example for others how to behave, how to go about, how to interact. And the best thing is, from the spiritual wisdom we learn the feeling of belonging to each other. The first lesson we learn, we are all children of God. Which religion doesn't teach us, tell me? Every religion in the world. The essence of each religion is the spiritual wisdom. And that spiritual wisdom is, we are all human souls. We all belong to one. And we are all brothers and sisters. Can't we have that feeling of love towards each other? this one understanding in depth and application in practical life creates heaven on earth. And we are the instruments for that. So keep reminding yourself, you are the most valuable instrument for the transformation, the required positive transformation in the world. That will keep you always in the best of consciousness, best of service of humanity. And that is the key to stability. If I start talking about negative things, you would say, this is all known to us. You don't have to worry about it. We know how little negative thoughts can create big problems. And it happens in every walk of life. Political people, if they have inaccuracy in their thinking, they create upheaval everywhere. People in the business, if they don't have accuracy, they destroy their business. People in family life, if they don't have that accuracy of loving feelings, families are shattered. And that's the reason what it said in Bible and other scriptures, nation fighting against nation. What's the root cause? One blunder, one mistake, forgetfulness of the reality of relationship of the self with everyone else. That's the cause of all problems in the world. If we can keep our minds fixed on that level, highest level, stability is our godly birthright. Om Shanti. A little more to add. We need to keep our aim very clear in our mind. And that is the word which we tell the whole world, now or never. Now or never. Other people won't understand, but we understand. And therefore, having the value of this diamond age, there was a poem in Hindi, "The time once lost never returns." There we could postpone things. But as Brahmins, let's appreciate, let's realize this diamond-like Brahmin life has to be lived in the best possible way. Best possible way. there should be not even a second when we are not enjoying supersensuous joy, and the basis of that is stability. Stability in Brahmin life, stability in our effort making, stability in all ways. Now here is the need for a bit of courage to renounce our impulsive nature. Please underline, this is very important. We get very impulsive if something is not, you know, to our liking. Patience. Consideration for others' views. Waiting a bit, leave it unto Baba sometimes. Be constantly, constantly vigil, not just one night of vigil, what you have sometimes. Constant vigil is needed. Constantly awake. Of course you sleep at night time. You take rest in the afternoon, doesn't matter. That will give you actually your true picture when you are sleeping, how awake you are during the daytime. Whether you keep your third eye of wisdom open or not. Dreams are the best instrument to measure our spiritual stage. Because they are the reflection of our inner stage, inner consciousness. When you reach stability, dreams are beautiful. You won't make any noise during dreams. They will be all full of peace and love. Now, any questions, anything you like to ask? I've tried to share with you what I have learnt in this spiritual life. If anything to be asked. No? All happy? Satisfied? Then we can have some meditation. Yes, please, there is one sister. Hanji. We should never be afraid of our dreams. She is asking, should we be afraid of our dreams? We should not be afraid of our dreams, but we should learn from the dreams. With patience. With patience. No, you can always ask questions. You can always ask to clarify things. Because questions are to learn. No harm. Baba used to invite us, Sakar Baba used to invite us, come, if you have any questions, come and ask. And I remember once I wrote 4 questions. They were answered in 2 minutes. Then I had nothing else to ask. Then I said, Baba, this was just an excuse to enjoy your company. Thank you very much. Yes, please.
Yeah. Baba has alerted us about the time for a long time. And what is the difference for this time now in relation of Baba has told us?
It has 2-3 aspects. One is, though Baba has given us very clear picture of our aim, very clear picture of the way we have to make our efforts and behave as ideal Brahmins, still Baba knows from our day-to-day life that we are still not 100% accurate. Therefore, this is something in human psychology. When you have a time span to do something, you do it fast, accurately. But if you are just told to do it whenever possible, you will never do it. And also, the second other side is the world clock is ticking. We all know it. It's going. So that also Baba reminds us, the value of that time. Third is very important aspect. The whole transformation from Iron Age to Golden Age depends on the golden stage of Brahmins. Do you get me? That's the most important thing, why Baba is insisting again and again. If we don't change, you know, there was a beautiful slogan you had, you know, spread all over the world. When we change, the world changes. When we don't change, what happens? The world doesn't change. Our aspiration is to change the world from Iron Age to Golden Age. So when we change into Golden Age, the world will change into Golden Age. Am I clear? Thank you. Yes, please.
Om Shanti, dear respected Nirvairupkhai, we all know that you have come to Yagya later on, not at that time when our daddies came.
Yes.
And though you moved so fastly forward that you could become such a good right hand to Baba and to Dadiji, so could you please tell us what were your specialities which helped you to become like this? And we are also very much interesting to become right hands for our deities, for our elders. So what are the tips for this? Thank you.
She's a very good teacher. So, you know, very good teacher means bringing out the best from the students. So she wants me to share, you know, what was the underlying factor. Well, you would be surprised what I'm going to share with you. To me, it's not that we came later. I feel we were there in the beginning with Dadis in another body. Hope you get me. Because when I came to Baba, the sisters used to share. There was one sister who was very friendly with Mama, and she had such qualities, and then due to some family reasons, she had to leave and she left the body because of that separation. And they used to connect my role with that sister. So I accept. Secondly, I feel you were also with Baba at some or the other time, and so you went away for service to other centers, to other countries. So let's take it that way, even if it is theoretical today, that we were all there because Baba says, you have been with me, Brahma Baba, with me throughout the cycle, right from the beginning of Golden Age. Would you like to come after 50 years of Golden Age? You like to be there right from beginning. Right? Those who will be there right from the beginning will be there throughout the cycle. Now the other side, what she has asked me is very personal thing, and personal thing can be shared only with the closest friends, which you are. I had learnt a few things from my childhood, in my childhood, and also the childhood in spiritual life. One, to be a good student. A good student means who learns from everyone. Number two, accepting everyone as your own. And these sisters were all my senior sisters or even brothers. They were all dadas and dadis for me. So I remained very close to them because of my love and respect towards them. And they showered all their love on me. Just imagine from one instance I will share with you. Once I was coming out from Baba's room, after having a brief meeting, and Didi Manmohini was there looking after Baba's, appointments and other things, and she met me just outside Baba's room and asked me, "Where are you coming from?" I said, "After meeting Baba." She said, "But you never took an appointment." I said, "For what?" "To meet Baba." I said, I don't take any appointment to meet Baba. Because hardly, I think I was in Gyan for hardly 6 months when Baba came to Bombay. There was, such a scene when I rang the bell, one of the sisters opened the door and asking me, "Whom do you want to see?" I said, "Baba." She said, "Have you taken appointment?" I said, "But Baba receives me always." And then Baba called me from inside, "Yes, sweet child, come in." And that time Baba had given me this green card. "Whenever you wish, you can come to meet Baba." So I didn't need to take any appointment. Whenever I wanted, I went to see Baba. And that has worked. That's why Baba invites us now to the subtle regions. You don't need appointments. Here, you have to take appointment, wait, this, that. For Baba's meeting, you don't need it. So closeness to Baba, closeness to the Divine Family. And there was one thing in my heart, I should keep learning from everyone. specialities, good things, what they share in the spiritual wisdom, I must keep learning from them. But not forgetting, Murli is the best guide for us. So that's the secret. One is to accepting everyone as your own sister and brother. Number two, whether they are senior, whether they are of your age, whether they are younger age, respecting everyone, because they are all would-be deities. Today they are Brahmins highest in the whole cycle. You go to any temple, you can't help folding your hands and bowing your head. You pay respect. And all those idols which are being worshipped, they are symbolic of yourselves. When you are in practical life here, if I don't pay respect to you, what is the use of my going there to the temple and bowing my head? So I keep that kind of consciousness. Fourth is, can I be of any use to everyone? Whatever I can, I should do something. So that has helped me to learn more and more. Whatever I have learned, and there is still more to learn, because our aim is very high. Total perfection, 100% perfection, and I lack in many things. You may ask, what are those things? Should I tell you? No, you won't like to know. We all have been, you know, making efforts. We continue to make efforts, because final goal is perfection. And a day would come when we see each other and just appreciate each other's perfection. We won't need to ask, what is your speciality? Thank you. It's 12:25. We have 5 valuable minutes for meditation. So let's fly up above. If we don't fly, what happens? We are not conscious of the fly coming and sitting on the nose. So alert, and in a very light and happy mood, just being with Baba up there. You may like to be there in the soul world, you may like to be there in the subtle regions. It makes no difference. Just feel the company of the highest, of the greatest, and of the most beloved ones. That company will color you. That company colors us. And that stabilizes our minds. Stability comes from that practice of being together with the ever stable ones, ever high ones, ever light ones.